He stood up, paced around the sofa once, twice, sat down again. He spoke rapidly. Door to door we went, calling for the men and the boys. We'd shoot them right there in front of their families. Let them see. Let them remember who they were and where they belonged. He was almost panting now. Sometimes we broke down their doors and went inside their homes, and I'd sweep the barrel of my machine gun around the room and fire until the smoke blinded me. He leaned toward me, like a man about to share a great secret. You don't know the meaning of the word liberating until you've done that. Stood in a room full of targets, let the bullets fly, free of guilt and remorse, knowing you are virtuous, good, and decent, knowing you're doing God's work. It's breathtaking. He kissed the prayer beads and tilted his head. You remember that, Javed? Yes, Agha Sahib, the younger of the guards replied. How could I forget? I had read about the Hazara massacre in Mazar-e-Sharif in the papers. It had happened just after the Taliban took over Mazar, one of the last cities to fall. I remembered Suraya handing me the article over breakfast, her face bloodless. Door to door, he said. We only rested for food and prayer. He said it fondly, like a man telling of a great party he'd attended. We left the bodies in the streets, and if their families tried to sneak out to drag them back into their homes, we'd shoot them too. We left them in the streets for days. We left them for the dogs. Dog meat for dogs. He crushed his cigarette, rubbed his eyes with tremulous hands. You come from America, he said. Yes, I said. How is that whore these days? I had a sudden urge to urinate. I prayed it would pass. I'm looking for a boy, I said. Isn't everyone? He said. The men with the Kalashnikovs laughed. Their teeth were stained green with chewing tobacco. I understand he is here with you, I said. His name is Sohrab. I'll ask you something, he said. What are you doing with that whore? Why aren't you here, with your Muslim brothers and serving your country? I've been away a long time, was all I could think of saying. My head felt so hot. I pressed my knees together and held my bladder. The Talib turned to the other two men standing by the door. That's an answer? He asked them. Nay, Agha Sahib, they said in unison, smiling. He turned his eyes to me, shrugged. Not an answer, they say. He took a drag of his cigarette. There are those in my circle who believe that abandoning Watan when it needs you most is the same as treason. I could have you arrested for treason, have you shot for it even. Does that frighten you? I'm only here for the boy, I said. Does that frighten you? Yes, it should, he said. He leaned back in the sofa, crushed the cigarette. I thought about Suraya. It calmed me. I thought of her sickle-shaped birthmark, the elegant curve of her neck, her luminous eyes. I thought of our wedding night, gazing at each other's reflection in the mirror under the green veil, and how her cheeks blushed when I whispered that I loved her. I remembered the two of us dancing to an old Afghan song, round and round, everyone watching and clapping, the world a blur of flowers, dresses, tuxedos, and smiling faces. The Talib was saying something. Pardon? I said. I said, would you like to see him? Would you like to see my boy? His upper lip curled in a sneer when he said those last two words. Yes, I said.